thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Spilled out. As I said, it's such a great privilege to be with you this evening and to be able to share some of my story. I have notes written down here, but dear only knows what will come out. So I'm trusting God just to lead me and direct me in that. First, before I start, I'd like to read the words of Psalm 121 to you. So here's what the word of the Lord says. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. So that passage probably sums up quite a bit of my journey. I was actually going to read another psalm tonight, but these words were whirring around in my head all day, so felt I needed to be obedient to that. So that's why I read them out tonight. But it is so true. I think in life, even as a Christian, if you've been a Christian from you've been very young, life can throw a whole lot of hurdles in your way. And it's not easy. Life is tough. Whether it be through illness, whether it be through family breakups, whether it be through dear knows what else that gets in the way, it's still hard. And people think that the Christian life is easy. It's really not at times. But at least we have the Lord to walk with us every step of the way. And that's something that I think we all need to hang on to whenever things get really, really tough. So there could be tears, so just warn you, I'm a crier. they'd probably start right now, but anyway. So I became a Christian when I was about 6 years old. My family, my mum would have gone to church. My grandparents would have taken us to church as well. But around that time, my father left. And here we go. Customary tears have to happen at some stage. But it was not easy. And I probably, I grew up pretty much my childhood and into my teenage years and the rest of my life without my dad being around. Because when he left my mum, he left our family completely. Maybe stuck around for a little while, but then away. So the father, you know, already, the father who's supposed to be, you know, the glue, somebody who's meant to be there as the backbone, especially for, you know, for children, is away from our lives. And my grandfather stepped up to the mark, but then he passed away, unfortunately, very early on. And I think that had a massive effect on me as a young adult. And that feeling of loneliness that you feel, especially in times of singleness as well, and feeling, you know, who do I belong to? I had made that commitment at the age of 6, and that never wavered, and I always knew that God loved me. I could get my head around Jesus, and I could get my head around the Holy Spirit, but getting my head around God the Father was a little bit difficult at times. And I think for me, you know, singing songs like Father God, I Wonder, back in the day, it shows my age. Father, I Place Into Your Hands, all those sorts of songs really didn't mean anything to me. But praise God, God has done a lot of healing. These are healing tears, believe it or not. We don't just cry whenever we're thinking of these things. You know, there's a lot of healing takes place in tears. And I think for me personally, God's showing me what His love is like. And His love is constant, and His love never lets go. And I think that's been a very, very important lesson to have learned. And it wasn't until I was really in my 30s that I came to understand that. And it was a difficult road to travel. I think it did have a real effect on my life as a whole. And I was single for a long time, a very long time. And I had prayed that God would bring me somebody into my life, as you do, and you have all this tick list of what he needs to be like and everything else. And sadly, I continued to be single, and I was going, God, why have you not brought them along? I did end up in a relationship with someone in my early-ish 30s, and it turned out to be quite an emotionally, psychologically abusive relationship as well. And he was a Christian, he was a Christian leader, and that made it very, very difficult as well, because you second-guess yourself, you question yourself a lot. And I really feel that the Lord rescued me. And we sang songs about freedom tonight. We sang songs about, you know, how he sets us free and how he lifts. He's the lifter of our heads and everything else in general. And lifting my eyes to the mountain was all I could do at the end of that, because it took quite a long time to heal. It took a number of years to heal from that. Moving on to recent years, I met Andrew about a month off my 40th birthday. It was the best birthday present, obviously. He's in the room, I have to be careful what I say. And to be honest with you, I couldn't have, you know, I'm in such awe of the gift that God has given me in Andrew. And that in itself restored me. And there's been a lot of healing that's come from that. And whenever you're in a safe relationship, and a relationship where you're free to be yourself, that is whenever God can also bring the healing. But I understand for many people that's not the case. And I did struggle with my self-worth. I struggled with my self and self-esteem. I struggled with words that were spoken over me over the years, and particularly from that relationship, about my worth. But my worth isn't, as I sung there, it isn't in what other people say. It's not in the things I have, but it's in Christ alone at the end of the day. With a lot of this brought a lot of anxiety, a lot of feeling very down and very, very low. And the anxiety was particularly difficult over the years, and again, struggling with one thing or another and trying to get my head around how, as a Christian, you know, God doesn't want us to be anxious, and hearing the things from other people in church, but anxiety isn't of God. You know, there must be something in your life that's not right. But as we look through the Bible, we see many people who suffered from anxiety, who suffered from depression. Jesus himself suffered from an anxiety disorder before he was due to the night before in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I think for me, that brought a lot of comfort to know, actually, if Jesus can go through moments of anxiety, if other people can go through moments of anxiety and come out of that, then God has a purpose and a plan for me in that too, maybe to use that to help other people. I did find it very, very tough, and especially after the birth of our little boy, I ended up with being diagnosed with postnatal anxiety, and that was quite a difficult time. I had to go on tablets for that. I had to go through counselling. I'm just being very open about it because there's no bad thing about that. We have a medical profession, you know what they're doing. And it did help. But praise God, I'm on the other side of that now, and I was able to come off the tablets there earlier on this year. But every day, it's day by day. It's very much day by day in that. With our little boy, we didn't know if we would be able to have him, so it's an extra blessing. Whenever you're that little bit older as well, you're sort of not sure. And thankfully, the Lord really blessed us with him as well. So with regard to my healing over the years as well, just to jump back to that a little bit. When you are in, the anxiety as well was very much a thing from whenever I came out of that difficult relationship. And for me, I went on many walks with God. I remember going with him for a walk to an old ruined church in a little place called Ballymuir, which is very, very close to where I lived, literally around the corner. And I remember going with him and sitting and praying and crying out to God, not knowing why things had happened the way they had. And God told me he would rebuild the ancient ruins and reminded me of that constantly whenever I was struggling and finding things very, very, very difficult. And he often did things like that by setting people in my life who gave me words of encouragement, who spoke words of truth over me, that he was going to lift me out of the pit and set my feet on the rock. That, you know, whenever, you know, friends and things, you know, came around in support, I find that really, really, really comforting as well. And they give me a lot of words to encourage me with that. God, family, and music are constants in my life. I choose not to be a slave to that anxiety anymore, but I know that it still creeps up the odd time. But by focusing on God, by being thankful for the family that I have, and also through the music, I find that to be so helpful. When I was a young child, I would have sung and played the piano and would have done festivals and everything else like that. For me, at that time, it was a chore. And it's really sad to say that, because it can happen that way for young children, you know, especially if they're doing what their mummy and daddy tell them to go and practice the piano. And I find that very, very hard sometimes, because I was in practicing and I was working really hard, and it was tough going at times. But yet God took those moments and actually opened up opportunities for me in ways I never thought for or imagined. And today I have a real love for it. I was in youth choirs growing up, which I think saved me quite a bit, because I was very sheltered in my life. And I have a lot to thank Glengormley Youth Choir for, because they were the ones who I joined whenever I was 14 and came out of that again whenever I was about 25. Going on from there, I have sung in different churches around the province. I'm an opera company. I'm in Northern Ireland Opera, and I do things with them and all that sort of thing. But to be honest, nothing pleases my heart more than actually worshiping God and singing songs to Him and worshiping Him in that way, because I have so much to be thankful for. I think of how my life had been, and how I really found myself wallowing quite a bit in what had happened with my dad, in what had happened in that relationship, and other things too. But God is my salvation. God is my strength. He is my shield. In Him I will trust. I will lift my eyes to Him. And it's constantly coming back to that. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And if we have that in our lives, where we consider that the maker of heaven and earth is concerned about us seemingly insignificant individuals, then we know that we have a father who is constant, who wants the best for his children. We have someone who is there by our side to walk beside us and carry us through the difficult times of our lives. Whenever, I think, for me personally, I do feel that regardless of everything that's happened in my life, that just spending time worshipping has been a big thing for me. Some people get a lot of feeding from words, from preaching and things like that. Mine has been worship. And there's many, many powerful hymns out there. And there's one in particular just that struck me. I don't know who holds the future, but He guides me with His hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by Him is planned. As I face tomorrow with its problems, large and small, I trust the Lord of miracles and give to Him my all. My Lord has restored so much in my life, things I never thought would happen. I'm married, my prayers have been answered. We have a little boy. I feel that there has been a lot of healing that's taken place in my relationship with God, with my father. Unfortunately, my actual father died a few years ago, just at the start of COVID, and we never got to see each other. And I didn't actually know that he had died until a number of months after. So that in itself was very hard, but knowing that and trusting God, because I would have prayed for him, but knowing that God, and no matter what my earthly father was like, knowing that he is a holy father, a protective father, and he has healed me from so much and blessed me in so many ways, has been something amazing. So I know that maybe isn't the most exciting of testimonies in the world, but I stand here tonight testifying that my Lord is sovereign, that my Lord is King of my life, and that I am so eternally thankful for all that He has done for me in my life, in ways that I couldn't possibly express through words, because as I said, I'm not the orator of the family, and my husband definitely is. I'm really not, but I am just so thankful that the Redeemer, He who came to save me, He thought enough of me to die for me, and he has been with me every step of the way and will continue to be. And just in short, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. And for anybody tonight who is experiencing difficulties with their family, has gone through an abusive relationship. And abuse isn't just, you know, it's not hitting. I was never hit. It was all emotional, it was psychological and everything else. There's more to it than that. If there is someone here tonight who is struggling with their identity in Christ, with their self-worth and everything else, can I just invite you tonight just to reconsider him? Because he loves you. He wants the best for you. And life without him, I couldn't possibly imagine it. But life with him, you know you've got someone who's there on your side every step of the way and every day. For those who maybe are going through anxiety and feel really low because of that, in the sense of, I'm not good enough, I must have done something, you haven't. Turn to Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. Lift your eyes up to him, because he is the one who has the answers. He is the one who will give you that peace that transcends all understanding, and he will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. And I am so thankful and so grateful that for me, in every step of the way, he has been there. Whether you have been to church your entire life or whether it is something very recent for you, God has a purpose and a plan for you. He wants to change your life and change it in a way that only he can do, because he is sovereign and he is Lord and King. I'm going to go back to my safe place again over at the piano, and I'm going to sing a song for you called My Redeemer Lives, which is a very powerful song. It's actually one of Andrew's favourites, but we'll not go there. It's a song that talks about he lives to take away my pain, he lives to take away my shame. So no matter where you're at tonight, no matter how you feel tonight, I just pray that the Lord would be the lifter of your head, that the Lord, you would really sense his presence as this song is sung, listening to the words of it. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you, regardless of what circumstances that you're in right now. May you lift your eyes to him. Okay, thank you very much.
To this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.